The following podcast episode contains mature situations and themes, and it is intended for an adult audience only. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to our fourth episode of Gayology. Today, we're going to be talking about sex.
Talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
We also want to give a really big shout out to one of our listeners, Julie, for donating to the pod. If anybody else would like to donate, you can visit our link tree, and we have all of our links there for all the places that you can listen to our podcast. We also have a link there to support the pod, so definitely check that out if you're feeling a little gifty. My name is Luke. I'm 23 years old, and I'm a fully vaccinated homosexual. My pronouns are he and him.
My name is Ash. I'm 22 years old. I'm pansexual. My pronouns are she, her.
And my name is Jay. I'm gay, and my pronouns are he, him.
So I think to start out the episode, we should take it all the way back to the beginning of our sexual careers, if you will.
Oh, dear God.
So let's talk about virginity. How'd you lose it? When'd you lose it? Who'd you lose it with? Not
Yikes.
Like, not the names or anything, but like, let's dive into that.
Dear God. Okay, so like my first sexual experience with a woman, I was maybe like 12.
Oh.
I was just giving head at 12, you know?
Yeah, slaying pussy at 12.
Slaying pussy at 12. Like, y'all motherfuckers still sucking a pacifier. I'm sitting here getting pussy. So. Oh. I hooked up with a girl in a closet in youth group.
In youth group?
In youth group.
What kind of youth group was it? Like a church?
It was an all-girls youth group, yeah. It was all girls like church youth group. And like,
praise the Lord.
Hey. Yeah, bless. I took her to church, let me tell you.
Praise the Lord.
So,
she's chatting in the name of Jesus.
That bitch called me daddy. It was an experience. Anyway, so we just kind of just fucked in the closet. It was like we were changing because we had to wear like these like robes. It was a Masonic youth group. So we had to like dress up. Yeah, kind of.
Oh my God.
So like we had to like dress in like pure white robes to show our purity. And I'm over here finger banging her in the closet. So like we were changing and like everyone else had already kind of left. She was like, you have a nice body. And I was like, so do you. And she was like, well, I'll touch you if you touch me. And I was like, okay. So I kind of just went with it. And then, yeah, we had sex.
When I first lost my virginity, I was probably about 15 years old. It was to my first boyfriend.
True love.
Yeah, true love at the time. So we thought. I remember not being able to close the door and his mom was home. So we laid there under the blankets.
You had to do it secretively?
Very secretively. And that was the most unpleasant sex that I've probably ever had. It was just dry and painful.
Were you guys secret under spoon fucking? Because I've done that.
Spoon fucking. Everybody's spoon fucking.
Because, that is exactly what we were doing. Because, you know, when you're trying to be, like, sneaky deaky, and you're under the blanket, and it's like, oh, we're just cuddling. And you're
actually, like, cocks
out.
Netflix and chilling. Yeah. I mean, my first experience with a guy, though, I was, like, 15, and I was dating this fucking douchebag. And that's how I found out I was allergic to latex.
Oh, was, at least you were using protection.
Yeah, but I had hives in places you don't want hives. It was a bad time. I was like 15, and it was really bad. And the song Helena by My Chemical Romance started to play on the radio. And, you know, when you're fucking 15 and your emo was hell, it's like, oh my God, this is like a fairy tale, you know? But, like, I still love that song to this day. But, like, I'll never forget the look on his face. He was, like, trying to stroke. It was bad. It was awful. Worst sex of my entire life.
Whenever I first, like, started experimenting sexually, I had a friend. And we would just, like, you know, if you show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, nothing formal or, like, banging.
How old
but
were you?
I think, like, maybe 12, 11.
So, like, yeah.
I mean, it was a lot of experimenting. It wasn't, like, full-blown, like, penetration and sex. But now, when I really first lost, like, my virginity to sex was with one of my exes, and I was 14 at the time. Yeah.
I mean,
full-blown,
around
like,
the same age.
Penetration, sex, you know, yeah. And it was horrible. It was absolutely terrible. It was, like, a 3-inch wiener. And, but...
Hold on, 3?
It was, like, maybe 2.5, 3. Yeah, it was a very small wiener.
Oh, no.
Very small wiener.
Oh, no.
And no. It was terrible. It was terrible. And I'm not like wiener shaming.
No, okay, I've had
some good small wieners.
Totally yeah,
wiener
listen.
I'm not. I've had some good tiny wiener before.
The thing is, if size doesn't really matter.
No,
okay, size
no,
doesn't
it
matter.
Does not.
It's if you know how to use it. It's yes, the motion of yes, the ocean. Yes. You know what I mean?
I don't want no 12-inch cock going inside
that
me.
Hurts so
yeah.
much.
There's no pleasure.
It hurts.
It's,
no.
It's fun to like lick on, but as far as like
no, thank you.
Inside of me, I just
like,
I don't know.
About I don't like it. I feel like big dick is just overrated. Yeah. I like a good, like, medium-sized dick. Like, give me, like, 6-7 inches, and I'm solid.
Right.
Like, that's perfect.
So, like, I'm not dick-shaming him, but
no.
his stroke game was shit.
If his stroke game's shit, then the sex is gonna be shit.
Yeah, my first experience with sex was terrible. I'd never want to go back to her.
Anyone has, like, a good first,
either.
Like...
I've never heard
like, first time.
Tell
no,
a good
me neither.
First time story. Never.
Oh, God.
Because nobody knows what they're doing.
No, because it's like...
It's a learning game.
It's like trial and error, and then you become a whore, and then you just, like, you can fuck really good.
And see, I don't think that... My thing is, I hate when I hear someone say, well, he was bad at sex. Well, you know, for me, that might have not what pleased me. You know, I'm not saying that that guy was
right.
bad at sex.
Different strokes
but,
for different
yes,
folks.
But what...
You know?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
But what he was giving me was doing nothing. And, like, we even had the conversation. I was like, you know, let's try this.
Right.
Because this is what I like. And he wasn't having it. He thought it was demasculating. Him.
Oh my God.
And it was just, I was trying to tell him, like, sexually, like, hey, I like this. Let's
right.
try this, you
right.
know? But no, it was the same missionary position every single time. I had to bottom every single time. It was terrible.
With women, most of the time, like, I switch. Like, I can top or bottom, depending. But, like, I dated this girl, and she would only let me fucking bottom. And I'm like, listen, bitch, I want to make you
so
cry.
How does bottom and top end work for the lesbian and, like,
same thing.
Pan community?
Same way, essentially. Like...
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Okay, so, listen, I'm not going to pillow princess shame. I love my pillow princesses, baby. Lay back and let me make you cry. But...
Pillow princesses.
That just... They lay there.
That's laziness.
But
I
get
I'm
off,
working, we need to work
My
together.
Thing is, though, I get off on getting other people off. Like, I want to know that you're having a good time.
We met someone like that.
Like, I want to know that you're having a good time. So, like, I just... I
you
want
like
you
the
to,
pleasure of
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
So, I don't hate pillow princesses. I can be a pillow princess at times. Sometimes when I'm getting that good, you freeze up and it's like, you're a deer in headlights and you can't move. And you're just like, holy shit, I guess I'm stuck here.
One of the craziest places that I ever have had sex is we have this community park and like the mountain was falling in. So
like how?
Like
what?
The mountain was sliding off into
the
city.
What
the
fuck? That's horrifying.
So wait. No, not while I was having sex up there. I'm just telling you about the state park. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
so
telling
confused.
You about this state park. It's
I was
called,
so concerned.
It's called Chain Rock. And it's
okay.
a big chain that goes across the mountain to keep it from sliding in. It's the like the thing, the mountain sliding.
That
in.
Was the consensus.
Yeah.
That the chain would keep the rock if it ever fell from sliding
it would hold it.
Into the mountain.
That's not how that
or
works.
Sliding
okay.
off of the mountain.
Yeah. That's
it's
not how gravity
really pretty
works, but okay.
So before
Concept
you get
for the Tom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before you get to the chain, there's this outlook and you can overlook the city of Pineville. And
okay.
me and one of my ex-boyfriends rode up there one time and he bent me over the bars and I was overlooking the city of Pineville while getting railed from behind while holding on to this handrail. In
what?
In the city of Pineville. I was watching
out in the open.
Yes. It was up in the middle. It was up in the middle of the woods. But it was
but
just
in a state park.
It was just in an overlook. But it was a beautiful view.
I mean,
a beautiful view. I loved, like, I had my hands, like, rested on there, my chin, like, holding on, and was, like, getting bobbed, and...
Oh, my God!
While looking at the beautiful scenery. It was amazing. It was, like, at 3 o'clock in the morning. Nobody was up there.
That's fucking nuts. Like, I've had sex, like, in the woods. And then I've had, like, sex in, like, my high school parking lot. Parking lot sex. I've done that.
Oh, car sex.
Yeah, I've had, like, car sex.
I'm not about car sex.
I'm not a
it's
fan
not
of car
a good
sex. It's what you did when you were a kid.
Yeah, when
yeah,
you
that's
had
what
nowhere
I,
to go.
That's what I
we
was
pay
doing.
Bills here now.
Yeah,
so.
Right. I'm like, I have my own house.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to get some, come to my
yes.
house.
We pay the mortgages, honey.
I had, like, car sex quite a bit. Like, I had some, like, sneaky links, and he would come and get me, and we'd go and park in my old high school parking lot, and we would just fuck in the backseat. It was really shitty, though, and, like, my legs would cramp up, and then he would cramp, and we'd have to take a break,
oh,
and
yeah.
it was just, it was a bad time.
Whenever I first met Jay, we also had sex in a state park.
Yeah.
And I was driving.
What?
Yeah, we also had sex in a state park.
Y'all crazy
and,
as hell.
But I was driving a little tiny sports car at the time. And it was, like, super, super small.
That was the most uncomfortable
yes,
sex
it was
we've
terrible.
Ever had.
And that was our first time having sex, too. But it didn't scare us away. But, I mean, it was
clearly,
very,
I'm glad you guys are still
It was, like, there was room enough in the back seat to put stuff, but I don't feel like there's ever supposed to be anybody back
in the back seat. No, I think it was just for looks. I think it was like a false back seat. That's how small it was. It had three doors.
The dumbest shit I've ever heard. A false back seat.
Yeah, I know.
Why three doors?
Because I don't know. What? Yeah, it had three doors, didn't it?
Yeah.
It was the strangest car I've ever seen in my life.
What was it?
It was called a Hyundai Veloster. Do you want to see it?
I
don't have my phone. Yeah, it was a fabulous car. I loved it. And I've had sex with multiple people in that car, but it never was the best sex I've ever had.
I had sex at a rock quarry here in Virginia.
Oh.
With one of my ex-boyfriends.
How'd that go?
That was wild. It was a picnic.
A picnic.
A picnic.
How that romantic. Kind of sounds romantic.
How romantic.
It was supposed to be.
Oh, God.
It was a hot summer day in the South, though, honey.
That sounds just uncomfy. Like, you're sticky and you're hot, and then you're trying to, like, get some while you're sweating. Like, you already sweat when we're having sex. I can't imagine, like, being, like, in a hot environment. Like,
but if you were outside, it might not be that bad.
Like, shower sex?
No.
Doesn't work.
I hate shower sex.
I do, too. Like, it doesn't work.
No. And if, like, gay men, we have to use lube, you know, because we don't produce natural lubrication.
Oh, bitch, I'm so, slip and slide.
So, that being said, as
you
soon
put
as
that
you
on
get...
the bottom of your feet, you're a goner, honey. Might That's as well true. Wash down the goddamn drain.
I mean, I was talking about the lube getting washed off your wiener.
Your
wiener? And when you go to put it in, it's just wet. It's just like water wet. And so, it's not good. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know who invented shower sex.
Even...
don't like it.
Like, for example, the person I'm currently dating, we tried to have shower sex, and, like, he came over, and we were, like, taking a shower together, like, and that was the plan, right? We're like, okay, we're gonna take a shower.
Our showers are already tiny here, too.
Yeah, our showers are tiny. So, we're in the shower, and he's taller than me, because I'm a short little bitch, and it wasn't gonna happen.
No.
In the shower. As soon as we got out of the shower, though,
oh yeah,
it was game time.
But, like,
it was game time.
To me, it's just, I want to get out. When I'm in the shower, like, I'm ready to, like... clean and get out. Because, number one, water bill. Number two, the water's going to
get cold. Bitch, we don't have a water bill here.
I know, but somebody has to pay that shit, you know? So
it's included in our rent. We already pay it, my dear.
But, I mean, it gets cold quickly.
Oh, yeah. Our water... Actually, ever since I got my water heater replaced...
Is the water heater better?
Oh, it's so good. It's like orgasmic.
Yeah, you can turn it up, too. You can turn, like, the heat of it up, too. Make your water hotter.
I schooled myself, though. I'm a fucking idiot.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
Like we were talking about shower sex. I tried to have sex in a hot tub one time. No, terrible.
That doesn't... Well...
Yo, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bubbles.
Yeah.
Vibrations. Baby. But...
Oh, my God. Okay, in theory...
Terrible.
I think in chlorine.
Yeah, right. Chlorine. Like, in theory, that sounds so hot.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
Nope.
Actually not. Happening... The thing is, I don't know how, like, having sex underwater would, like, work.
It don't.
Poor mermaids.
Right. Poor mermaids. Ariel can't get no dick. Poor Prince Eric.
Where is Ariel's pussy at?
Right up between them two fins at the end, honey.
No!
Does Ariel have a... She would have to.
Her fushy.
Her fushy.
Her fin pussy.
It's not my fushy, Prince Eric. Her fushy.
Oh, God. Oh, that sent me to glory.
Glad
that
it did.
Sent me places.
You're fucking pussy.
Oh, my God.
We went from shower sex.
I
went
to pussies. To pussies.
Mermaid pussies.
You could say mussy, too.
Her pussy.
Not my mussy. My mermaid pussy.
What the fuck, mussy? Oh, I want to die.
I do, too.
Okay, so what would you say the best sex you've ever had is?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know if I would, like, claim one as the best. Like, oh my God, this was mind-boggling, like, the best sex I've ever had.
Yeah.
But I've had multiple occasions where, like, I was like, okay, that ranks in the top five. You know, like, our sex, yeah. I think we have a crazy adventurous sex. And then I've had sex
Luke with... is talking to Jay, by the way.
Yeah, not Ash. I mean, and I've also had, like, good sex with other partners. So, like, as far as, like, this is the, like, the best, I don't really have, like, a top number one. But as long as it's good, it's good. And if it's bad, it's bad for me.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
if it's good.
It's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Sex is what you make it.
Right. Because, like, with women, I've had, like, really good sex with women. Phenomenal sex with women. Men, no. Except... for the person I'm currently dating, my current boyfriend, homie wrecks my shit. motherfucker gives me head till I cry. Like, I'm sorry if you're listening to this. I love you so much, but, like, it's true.
You do our girl good.
You do me good. You don't do me dirty.
Yeah, you do our
I mean, good. Listen, you do me dirty, but...
Ew!
Woo!
Ew. Straight sex.
Oh, my God! Straight sex on Gayology? But, it's fucking great. Like, because I feel like we have really good chemistry.
Yeah,
so I feel like that really helps with, like, the sex itself. Like, we get along really well, so, like, the sex is just better. And it's just, it's a good time.
Equal
I love
interest,
it.
Too, I feel like.
Right, yeah, definitely. Equal so interest. I feel like, you know, as long as you have, like, really good chemistry with that person, the sex can be a lot better. Because I've noticed, like, one-night stands and whatnot, like, I've done it, but, like, it's never good. Like, I never enjoy myself.
I feel like one-night stands for me is just something to, number one, if you're lonely. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you're lonely, it fills that hole and that void. And it can only be about sex, too. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And then you have those situations where you expect it to be more than a one-night stand, and it turns out somebody ghosts you, and it is a one-night stand.
Been there, done that. It hurts your feelings.
But, I mean, so the thing of it is, like, for one-night stands, I feel like for some people, it's what they want out of their sexual, you know, lifestyle.
Right.
But for me, when I was having one-night stands, it was to fill a void, to not be alone. You know, like, have someone over, watch a movie, eat some pastrami, and...
And, like, there's nothing wrong with one-night stands, you know?
No,
if that's what you want to do, and you make that clear with the person you're, like, you know, having intercourse with, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, you know? But at the same time, like, if you're not upfront with that person, and you, like...
Ghost them out of nowhere.
Yeah, like, it kind of fucks with you. I've had that happen to me. Like,
I've done that to people.
You were here for that.
Yeah,
when, like, and it made me feel, like, used in a way.
I've done that to people. You know, in my past, I have been a pretty shitty person. And I have honestly done that to people. But it had been done to me.
Yeah.
Karma, I was saying, she's real. She's out there.
Oh, yeah. Cause,
and,
like,
I got mine back. So I will never make anybody.
I did that one time to, like, a couple that I was having sex with. I was hanging out with this couple because they wanted to have, like, a third in their relationship. And I had been, like, hanging out with them and, you know, whatnot. And I fucking, like, we had sex and then I ghosted them. And I felt so fucking bad. And that happened to me. And I was like, fuck, that's my karma.
Right.
That's my karma. So, like, how many partners would you say you guys have had? And do you believe in, like, keeping partner numbers, though? Like,
I couldn't tell you.
You couldn't? I couldn't either.
I'm trying to do the math.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
I think mine is well above 18, 19, maybe in the 20 range. I think I've hit the 20 range. Even after we got together, you know?
Honestly, I don't keep track. Because my thing is, like, I don't like to see people as numbers. Like, I don't like people that...
Wait a minute. Some of those bitches I've had sex with, those bitches are numbers.
Well,
notch on the belt, baby. Some of them, yes.
Well, shit. You know, sometimes they're a notch in your bedpost. But, like, I don't know. I just... Sometimes it's like, that was just for funsies.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, at the same time, I'm like, well, they're still, like, a person and they have feelings. Like, I don't like the whole, like, oh, what's your body count? Like, because I feel like slut shaming is such, like, a stupid thing.
Yeah. And
for
people,
no fucking reason.
And I feel like people ask you what your body count is so they can shame you about your body
count. Yeah, and they
count.
Can judge you. Like, they immediately place a judgment about, like, how many people you've slept with and think, oh, well, because she's slept with X amount of people
right.
That means I can fuck her. Like, no, that's not how that works.
When I was younger in, like, my teens, like, my late teens, it was something important to me because I was, like, slut-shaming myself because I was in a 4-year relationship and then I got out of that relationship and was in a 3-year relationship.
Yeah.
So I'd only slept with, at the age of, like, 18, 4 people. So when I broke up with my ex after being with him for, like, 2 years, I went ham. I mean, my number went from, like, 4 to, like, 14 in, like, a matter of a month. And so, I mean, and so I kept track of it because I was like, okay, when is this too much, you know? But then I kept thinking, like, there's no point in it.
Like, why does it matter?
Yeah, there's no point.
Because, like, at 18, I had sex with a lot of women. I couldn't even tell you how many women. But, like, at 18, I had sex with, like, maybe 2 men total. And then I went buck wild and, like, did what I wanted to do. And I stopped keeping track because I was like, why does it matter? You know, like, of course... I'm not saying, like, just fucking Tim, Tom, or Jack, you know what I'm saying?
Unless
but, like,
you want to.
If you want to, but be safe.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Of course, you always want to keep your safety in mind. So I was kind of keeping track of, like, who I was currently, like, sleeping with, just so I would know, like, oh, well, if anything happens, like, I slept with, like, this person.
How do you feel about the number count, Jay?
Just because my numbers are high does not mean I'm a slut. It means I'm well-traveled and I've seen places, dicks, and asses that you bitches will never see.
Amen.
That was good. Yes, well traveled.
Yes.
Her passport stamped.
Yes, but filled up.
Stay up, baby. So I do want to tell y'all about this one time. I have a hole in my chest. My chest sinks in a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And it presses on my heart. So whenever I get excited, my heart starts beating real quick. It beats up against my sternum. And so I was having sex one time, and I was in the middle of nowhere. Like, I'm talking about 45 minutes away from the nearest hospital. I was having sex. I finished having sex, and whenever I got out to pull my pants up and, like, to clean up and stuff, I passed out. Like, I mean, called out. And my heart was, like, beating so fast, and they thought I had a heart attack. So the guy comes, and he grabs me and puts me into my passenger seat of my car, drives me to the hospital. So I'm still out of it. I have no clue what's going on. Carries me into the emergency room. I'm laying in the bed of this emergency room, and my mom is standing over top of me, and the doctors are standing over top of me, and she says, what was you doing out so late? What's going on? And I told her that I was jogging. I told the doctor.
No, the fuck you didn't.
I told the doctor, and I told my mom that I was out jogging, and I got too worked up, and I passed out, and someone found me and brought me into the ER. And then my mom walked out to go smoke out in the parking lot. And the doctor came back in. And I told the doctor, I was like, look.
Listen.
I said, you know I wasn't out jogging at 3 a.m. I said, I was getting fucked. And my heart, I've got a really weird ticker. I said.
I got a weird ticker.
I said, so that's what's happened. And he was like, well, he said, you could have just left the running story. He said, I don't really care. He said, we're just going to try to figure out what's wrong with you. So that's the time that sex sent me to the ER. Yeah. And I still feel like that it could happen sometimes.
I mean, I've had to go to the ER for like allergic reactions to condoms.
Oh, because you're allergic to the latex.
Yep. So
does your pussy swell?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It swells and it gets hives.
Oh my god.
Inside and outside.
Does it burn?
Yeah.
Oh my lord.
It feels like there's like fire ants in my pussy. Yeah. It hurts
vaginas
so bad.
Vaginas are really like sensitive.
It hurts so bad. And it kind of feels like, you know, you have a UTI, but like inside your vagina. It's a bad time. So I had to like go and get a fucking cream. And put it
inside of your
poopy. And like, yeah, and like my dad was like, what happened? Like, and I was like, I had an allergic reaction. He's like, where? And I was like, and he was like, no.
Cooter cat.
My cooter cat.
I love that. You know what freaks me out when people call their vagina a cat? I don't like that. Have you never heard?
I have, but
I don't like that.
I don't do that.
I don't like someone like suck my cat or something. You know, what? I don't. Oh, he liked that song. He ate my cat from the back. It makes me so uncomfortable. I don't like the word vagina to be described as a cat. Don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
I'd rather say pussy or cunt.
Me too.
I love the word cunt.
Tiny little cunt.
Yeah, I love the word cunt.
Oh my god. You know, you have my boyfriend saying that too now.
He says tiny little cunt?
Yes, because of you.
My tiny little cunt.
Oh my god.
Oh no. My tiny little cunt.
Oh my god.
Oh, I love that. Fucking god.
I love that. I'm so glad he says that though.
We're gonna start a whole fucking trend of tiny little cunt.
That's what we can call our fan base.
I feel like some people would be extremely offended.
The cunts.
The cunts. They
would be how Lady Gaga's is the monsters. You know, we could our fan base could be called the cunts.
Okay, but some people would be highly offended.
Why?
Some people think cunt is like an awful thing.
Oh, well. Yeah, I've called a few.
If somebody calls me a cunt, then they're getting punched in the mouth.
Actually, anybody could just look at you sideways and you're punching them in the mouth.
Fair enough.
You're gangster as fuck. Okay, like
you're gangster as fuck.
You just be out here hitting and slapping bitches just because they look at you sideways.
Like, I mean, the last episode, I chose violence.
So, everybody has had a really bad experience with dating sites. And I feel like today, dating sites are hookup sites, more or less. So,
give or take.
It depends
on what you're looking for.
That's where I met my boyfriend.
That's true. So, I don't want to put a label on dating sites. But I feel like anytime that I've used dating sites, I've honestly used them as hookup sites. So, we've all had successes on these sites, and we've had fails on these sites. So, let's talk a little bit about the fails that we've had with dating slash hookup sites.
I will never forget the first time that I found a Grindr hookup. And I went and met this guy, and it was a little rundown trailer. It was possibly the worst sex I ever had.
Do you have a big dick?
No, it was not a big dick. It was about, I'd say, 2 inches.
Did he work it good?
No, he did not work it good. Oh, and his house smelled awful. It was disgusting. And I thought I was going to die.
You thought, like, oh, shit, this is how I get murdered.
This is how I'm about to get killed.
Like, this whenever you pulled up
that lives in this trailer.
Yeah, that's what I said. Whenever you pulled up to the trailer, like, what was going through your head? Like, when you pulled up and visually could see the trailer, what was going through your mind?
I didn't think I was at the right place.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I would have been like, well, something come up. My goldfish needed to go get a
cat scan. I need to water my goldfish.
Yeah. He didn't look that bad in his photos, though.
Did he look bad in person?
It was pretty rough.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, yikes. Been there, done that, too.
And I just turned 18.
So you were exploring. You were wanting
I was experimenting.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean.
But that was my first ever grinder hookup.
I had used Tinder. I never got on Grindr. And so when I moved to Knoxville to go to nursing school, I met this guy on Tinder, and he was a vet student. And he was absolutely gorgeous, like absolutely gorgeous. And I was working at the nursing home at the time up there. And I got off work and showered and immediately went to his house. And he did not say a word to me. Like, I walked into this fellow's house, and he had a really nice place too. But he did not say a word to me. Just started kissing me, threw me down on his futon, and we started having sex. We had sex for 6 hours straight.
Oh, my God.
6 hours straight.
Were you sore?
Honey, you could have drove a school bus.
Oh, my God.
A school bus through me, honey. I mean, it was terrible. And he was so sweaty. And, like, that's fine. I don't care if people sweat. Like, we're having sex. That's kind of hot, you know? Like, if we're
getting hot and heavy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Getting into it. But now I'm talking about it's 6 hours in, and I've got sweat all over me. That's another man's sweat.
And
it was dripping.
It was dripping down, dripping under your forehead.
Oh, my God.
It was dripping on my forehead. He was on top of me, and it was rolling down his nose, off the bridge of his nose, to the tip, and dripping onto my forehead.
Like a fucking leaky faucet.
Like a leaky goddamn faucet. I ain't even kidding. I'm not even kidding. And it got to the point to where I went over there kind of early.
My God.
And it was like 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. I was like, well, I've got to go. I was like, it's getting late. I was like, I've got to get out of here.
You think he was high on something?
No, he was a vet student. No, he was very well, like, put together. But I found out he was embarrassed to talk to me because he had a lisp. I was like, oh, my God, you don't have to be embarrassed, you know? Yeah, he was embarrassed to talk to me because...
Bless him. Are we playing footsies?
That's kind of sad.
I'm horny.
Oh, my God.
He wouldn't even speak to me. And I was like, I'm not going to judge somebody because of the way that they talk, you know?
That makes me so sad.
I talk terribly.
Me too. Like,
whenever editing...
I'd be out of pocket as fuck.
Yeah. Whenever we're editing, I go back and I hear some of the things I say, and I'm like, oh, my God, you're an uneducated bitch.
Me as fuck. And I'm like, oh, God. So, like... My story, motherfucker. This is the second man I've ever had sex with, okay? Second man I've ever had sex with. I was 18 years old.
Big wiener or no?
Yes.
Big wiener?
Yes. Ooh. And, like, I was 18. I lived down here, and I lived with my mom. And I matched with him on Tinder. It was, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Do we know you?
Huh?
Do we know you?
No. Oh. I was, like, 18.
Oh, you said that on Tinder.
Yeah, I was 18. So match on Tinder. He comes in, picks me up. We go down the back roads. Homeboy came from, like, somewhere in Tennessee to, like, come get some. And we go down the back roads, and we get, like, somewhere, and we park in, like, this desolated area. And he's like, you want to hop in the back? He had, like, a really nice car. He was just, like, long-haired, like, he was like, oh, I'm a drummer in a band, and, like, one of those.
And that's your weakness.
Shut the fuck up.
That's your weakness.
I have a thing for musicians. So we get in the back seat, you know, we have sex. He told me, he's like, oh, yeah, I took the condom off, and it came inside of you.
Right on your mushy?
Yes. Didn't even give me an orgasm. It wasn't even good. I was on top for most of it. Like, it was such a bad time. And then he was like, oh, hey, can you, like, buy me gas to, like, get home? And I was like, yeah.
What?
I filled up his tank. And no, then
I got my little Birkin, honey, and I had to open the fucking door and I started walking.
And I had to fucking go to fucking Walmart. The next day, I had to tell my mom what happened. He gave me a UTI, too.
Wow.
He didn't wash his dick.
Oh.
Dirty dick, sweat, not urinating after sex, which is my fault. But, like, I didn't know.
Yeah. It's
and, like, crazy. Fucking, I had to go to fucking Walmart and buy a Plan B and fucking cranberry juice. I hated my life. It was the worst experience of my life.
I saw this.
Cranberry juice.
I love cranberry juice.
I do.
But, like, you know.
When I worked in the nursing home, because you know how old people are, like, prevalent to UTIs, especially in the nursing facility.
Yeah.
They would make almost every woman in that place drink cranberry juice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yeah, to keep on top of that. So, listeners, that really works.
It does but work.
What I was saying is, I saw this TikTok, and it was this woman saying that she read, you know how like in your Plan B pill, how it comes with that pamphlet, and you have to like unfold it 60 million times?
Yeah.
She was she actually read all of that. Uh-huh. And she said in the fine print on that pamphlet, it said that you have to be 150 pounds or less than 150 pounds for Plan B to work. Or you might have to take two.
I took two.
Yeah, they said
you wanted to take two. Because I already knew that.
I didn't know that.
I was like, because I spent like,
they're like $50 a piece, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. So what had happened was I spent $50 on his fucking gas tank, and then I had to spend another $100 to get two Plan Bs at fucking Walmart.
That's $150 down the hole for some bad dick.
Bad dick. Bad time. Like, he tried to talk to me after that. He's like, hey, you want to link up again? I was like, fuck no. Fuck no.
Yeah.
Stay away, dirty dick.
Yeah, I was like, and it smelled. His dick smelled. It smelled like he hadn't showered.
Oh man,
dirty damn.
Like if I'm going to a sneaky link, like that's the first thing I'm gonna do. Is I'm gonna wash my asshole.
Me too.
I'm like, gonna douche a little bit.
I shave shave
unless I'm single.
But. I shave my whole body. And, like, you know, I prep myself.
I
do a little sugar scrub. You know, I make sure I'm smelling. Yeah, I make sure I'm smelling good.
Make sure
good.
Your pits don't stink. Your ass don't stink.
Yeah.
Your dick's clean.
Right. Like, I do a little scrub-a-dub-dub. Like, every time before, because, like, I'm cleanly. I don't understand people that can just, like, be like, oh, I haven't showered in 3 days, so I can get some. Like,
I was about to say, like, if we're talking about personal hygiene. When I get in my depressive modes, I don't shower for like 3 days.
I wash my hair once a week, okay? But like, that's because I have colorful hair.
But now if I'm going to go get some dick or something.
Oh yeah, I shower.
Getting clean. Yeah, my shit's getting clean. Yeah. But now like, if I'm off work and I'm depressed and I'm...
I've done that. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, pre-sex, you know? Listen, I don't shave my legs every time. Especially like, because like...
Well, now that you're in a committed relationship, you really...
I still want to though, because it makes me feel better. Like... I know, he's like, listen, you want to know what this motherfucker said to me? We were laying there. We just finished having sex. And I was like, I feel kind of bad because, like, I'm a little stubbly. He's like, I wouldn't care if you had a full bush. I'd use that shit like dental floss.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what in the fuck? Like we're still naked.
I'm judging him.
We're still naked. Like, we're still fucking butt-ass naked. His kids are swimming inside of me. And he had the fucking, what?
Like I said before, when I moved to Knoxville, I had to find a place to live, right?
Yeah.
So, the quickest place for me to find and the cheapest place was student housing. And this was an apartment complex that was completely, like, different from the school I was going to. And it was super cheap, amazing, it was beautiful, had a pool, Starbucks in the lobby. I mean, it was it was amazing. It was only, like, $450 a month for a bedroom. So,
but if it's fancy schmancy.
Yeah, it was worth every penny. And I feel like it was super cheap too. But so I took a questionnaire and they paired me with three other guys that I matched with in there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And so I rented the fourth bedroom because it was a four bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
So they matched me with these three different guys. My one roommate was straight. He was super quiet, filthy, terrible. Because like the apartment was separated into two bedrooms and a bathroom and then two bedrooms and a bathroom. I had a private bedroom, but then I shared a bathroom with this straight man. And I'm talking like dental floss was everywhere, pube hair was everywhere. It was disgusting. And we finally got to an equilibrium where we were like cleaning, helping each other clean. So anyway.
So you came to like a happy medium.
Yes. And on the other side of the apartment, there was two guys and they were gay. And so we became best friends. All three of us became super best friends. We were going out to the bars together. We were going on road trips together. Well, one night, I got drunker and shit, and one of the roommates, he carried me up the steps, and we lived on the third floor, carried me up the steps and put me in the bed, and I told him, I said, I sleep naked, I said, so you're gonna take all my clothes off of me.
Slut.
I know. Slut. I know, I was drunk, though. I said, I sleep
here
naked.
For it.
I said, so you're gonna have to take all my clothes off of me, and so he started, like, taking my clothes off of me, but he was super respectful, though, I will say, he was super, super respectful, and like... Yeah, he covered me up and he was leaving, like he was going out of the room. And then he popped his head back and he was like, I'm afraid to leave you by yourself because you're so messed up. He said, do you want me to stay with you? And he said, no, it's fine. I'll go over to my room. And I said, no. I was like, of course you can come stay. So I didn't expect for him to take his clothes off too.
Did he just strip down?
Stripped down out of nowhere? and out flopped this 9-inch cock right in front of me. So what am I gonna do? I'm putting it in my mouth.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Like, what are you gonna do? This nine inch beautiful brown dick just pops out. What are you gonna do? You're gonna just let it sit there?
Yes.
No, you're gonna grab it and put it in your mouth. That's what I would do.
That's what Luke would do.
And
fair enough.
So I was like, this is amazing. He was like, after, okay, so the sexual relationship went on for like another week, and then he asked me, he was like, do you want to be my boyfriend? I was like, yeah, sure. Like, okay. And then shit turned for the worse. Like, I mean, after I was his boyfriend, shit went crazy. And he was just really, like, not a bad person because he was a super cool person. But when it came to, like, we did not agree on anything. We had everything that we, like, talked about, we had nothing in common. So, like, we jumped into this where we were best friends. We thought we would be perfect match made in heaven. So we broke up. But we still had to live together. So I lived with my ex-boyfriend in the same apartment. It was the worst mistake. Yeah, messy as fuck. So please listen to me. Do not fuck your roommates. It's not worth it. I promise you, it's not worth it.
I've never done that.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
That's why I live alone.
It was amazing sex. Amazing sex. But it ain't worth the drama. Like, I had to sign a lease. Had to stay there. You know, I couldn't get out of that situation.
I would make my boyfriend move in with me because I'm like, just come live with me so I can like cuddle you all the time and also suck your soul out like every morning, you know?
That's not it. There's way more to live with somebody than
I that. I feel like, and I could deal with this shit though. And like, he could deal with me pretty easily.
Well, see, when me and Jay moved in together, like, I mean, it honestly was a smooth transition, yeah. Wasn't it? Like, I mean, there was no like, I don't like that you do this, you know, yeah. Or I don't like the way it was adapting. You have to be adaptable when moving in with somebody.
Right.
You can't just expect, because like, you're living alone, you do what the fuck you want in your apartment, you know?
Yeah. But
when somebody moves into your space, you have to be adaptable to that.
Right. And like,
because it's not like, just your space anymore.
What I love to like live with my significant other, yeah, but at the same time, like, I get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning every day for work, and like, I work crazy hours and I'm always fucking busy, so it's like
right,
like I would hate to have to put like another person through that, especially if like, because our schedules are pretty conflicting.
Yeah,
I'm like, I would hate that, like would hate to do that to somebody. I would feel like a dick.
So Jordan, I know you haven't mentioned this yet, but I think our listeners would love to hear about your Virgin Island
experience. Yeah.
Because you've not brought it up yet. And I feel like that would have been the first story.
Anytime you talk about it, I'm flabbergasted.
It's a flabbergasted story. I've heard it for almost 3 years now. And I am like, my jaw drops every time I hear it. So yeah. Please enlighten us about your fiasco at the islands.
I was living in Corbin at the time. And while I was living in Corbin, I was drinking a lot and doing a lot of stuff I probably shouldn't have been.
Hey, it's all right.
We all do.
I was in a really bad place, and this guy messaged me on Facebook and asked if I needed a job because he needed a server at this restaurant in the USVI.
Did you know what that meant at the time?
Yeah.
So was you,
I'm
like,
educated.
Well, I know, but like if someone messaged me and was like, do you want a job in the USVI? I'd be like, is this like a secret agent?
Is this
or something?
Like the CIA?
Yeah, like what is this? Fuck yeah, I do.
Us being dumb as hell, yeah. Would be like
fuck yeah.
Because I'm an international super spy.
But I mean, a sane person would not move in with somebody they had never met or even talked to prior.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was just in a very low place, and I decided that if I went down there and he killed me, what was I losing? But
that's terrible.
I could go down there, and it could turn out to be a blast.
The best experience of your life.
And
that's true.
It was a blast. I arrived down there during Carnival, which is a big festival, and everybody's drinking, and there's a big parade, people on stilts.
Oh, my God.
And it was fantastic. And I stayed in the USVI for 3 months on the expenses of another man.
How fabulous.
Living
the fucking dream.
And eventually I got sick of him talking to other guys and got really, really drunk and threw a hissy fit and got sent home. But those 3 months were a blast.
We should plan a trip to go to the Virgin Islands.
I'll move back.
The three of us, listen, we're reckless.
They couldn't handle it.
No.
They couldn't handle it. Whenever we went to our small, we went to a small town bar and we fucked that shit.
Yeah, the three of us fucked that bar up.
Like, USVR though is so, it's so full of LGBTQ people.
I love that. And you know, like, they drive on the opposite side of the road, don't they?
They do.
They do in Jamaica too, because when I went to Jamaica, they did that, and I was like, whoa. What?
I've never been out of the country. Never been out of the country.
I've been to the Bahamas.
The U.S. Virgin Islands is not out of the country. It's still technically the United States.
Yeah.
But like, still, like, it's a tropical experience.
It's a different
culture. I've also been to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is fun. I just stepped outside of the airport to smoke a cigarette, but it was still fun.
It was a fun cigarette.
Yeah, it was a fun little smoke break.
Yeah, Jamaica was really cool.
I've never been out of the States. I would love to eventually.
Listen, you know, we could all, like, plan a vacation together. And just go fuck some shit up. Oh my god, you know what we should do? We should all go to Miami.
Miami's scary. Ever since the Pulse shooting, it honestly, like, it scares me.
Yeah.
It really does. Like, because I get freaked out, and like, I don't go to concerts and stuff like that because I get freaked out because I need a way out. Like, I watched the documentary about the Jason Aldean concert, the Las Vegas shooting.
Yeah.
And it freaks me out to be with that many people and not being able to get out if something does
wrong. Like, I love going to concerts. That's one of my favorite things. Before COVID, I used to go to shows, like, all the time. That was my main, like, thing that I did, like, my outings was, like, going to concert.
It scares me to death. It scares me to death.
I love shows. People are so unpredictable. But people are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, where I would go to shows, there would be heavy security and you'd be searched before you could even go into the venue because of events like that happening. You know, there is a heightened security. Especially, I was going to shows in, like, Detroit, too. Wow. So, like, you know, it's a different environment.
But, yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't know, like, watching what happens in the news and, like, with Pulse shooting, like, even going to a gay bar in the next city over, which is Knoxville.
Yeah.
I was still really, like, watching my back. When I was in there, because I was drinking, I was drunk. I was watching the exits, like, how to get out of that place, because...
On top of not even that, you have to think about, there's other factors to worry about. There's predators
and
places
like
that. But
if we're
going
to be in a different country, like, that's going to be a whole nother level of anxiety.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we're anxious people as it is.
We are. Like, we can... Okay, so my theory is, let's just stick to our small town bar.
We honestly fucked up our small town bar. Did. Oh, it was so fun, wasn't it? We made friends with so many people, and like, we're antisocial.
Nobody liked me.
Yes, they did. No. Especially that old man who kept grabbing your tits.
That old man that tried to grab my titties. That was so fucking weird. You stepped right in, and you were like, I think fuck not.
Y'all said, you better get your hands back to yourself. We keep our hands to ourselves here. We don't do that. Well, I just want to say thank you all so much for tuning in to our fourth episode of Gayology. Once again, we do want to thank Miss Julie for her generous donation to our
pod. Thank you, Julie.
Love you, Queen Julie.
And if anybody else would like to donate, like I said, our link is in our link tree. It can be found on our Twitter. It can be found on our personal Facebooks, Instagrams. We are thinking about starting up a YouTube channel and recording our podcast.
Little snippets.
Yeah, little snippets of our podcast
and
recordings.
Bloopers.
Maybe the full feature.
At some point.
Yeah, and so we are really thinking about doing that. Also, if you haven't followed us on Twitter yet, check out our Twitter page because we do release early topics. We release what we're going to be talking about in the next show early on Twitter. And there's a lot of exclusive content on Twitter. Also,
you can see me tweet really dumb shit about, like, orange juice having bones.
To sign off, I'm Luke.
I'm Ash.
And I'm Jay.